Now to Iraq, where the new American president could have a major impact on people's lives. Many Iraqis doubt that as president, Barack Obama will bring about change in their country. And as NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from Baghdad, members of the Iraqi government seemed anxious today, anxious to assure themselves that change will not come too quickly.
Iraq's foreign minister, Hoshyar Zebari, stayed up most of the night watching the U.S. election returns. He offered his government's congratulations to Obama, but said he doesn't see much prospect for a significant policy change overnight.
That is a relief that there wouldn't be an abrupt, sudden withdrawal or disengagement that will lead to destabilization and confusion.
The foreign minister said the Iraqi government has friends in both political camps.
I think there is sufficient wisdom also in both camps that what has been achieved in Iraq in terms of security gains, political progress, economic democratization should not be squandered.
U.S. Ambassador Ryan Crocker invited Zubari and other top Iraqi officials to a post-election party at the U.S. Embassy. He, too, stressed that change would not come suddenly.
So while this historic election has changed a great many things, we will also have full continuity of policy and purpose as we move through our transition.
Iraq's national security advisor, Muwafiq al-Rubai, says he met Obama during the candidate's visit last summer and welcomes his election.
On this, I think it's a very good positive change towards the better. As long as it gives the continuity and the commitment of the United States to Iraq. But fresh air and fresh look and is always good, I believe.
Word that Obama had clinched the election was announced on Al Jazeera television in Baghdad at around 7 in the morning. It became a prime topic of conversation in the city's markets. Abu Osama, 50 years old and unemployed, says he has hopes for Obama because the president-elect has said he would withdraw American troops from Iraq. At least, that's the way he talks, Abu Osama says. We don't know whether he'll change now that he's elected. Rana Saad Diab, a 27-year-old housewife, complains that in the almost 6 years of U.S. occupation, her situation has gotten worse, not better. She says she'll wait and see whether Obama's policies bring any changes in security or in her family's standard of living, but she doubts that will happen. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Baghdad.